Blog Talk Radio.
Today's October the 25th, Friday. We're here on Blog Talk Radio, and today we're going to get an update on Food Day. It happened yesterday on Thursday, October the 24th, and we have a guest today. Her name is Lindsay Shifley, and she's from the Moolies. We have a segment every now and then on Flavor Living Radio called the Moolies, and they're from Illinois, and this is Lindsay Shifley. Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you, Brian? It's so nice to talk to you again. I was just going to say, it's the Moolies, my friend, the Moolies.
You said get it right, Brian, the Moolies.
Get it right, baby.
I got it right now. I got it. Done. From Chicago, Illinois. I got it right.
Chicago. Hilarious.
So, how was the food day? How's the family doing there? And how was the food day last night on Thursday? The whole day.
Food day. Oh my gosh, it was all day. It was amazing. We did it within our school district. We're here in Mundelein, and our school district has three different schools. And I went around about a month prior, and I got unbelievable apple donations from a local health food store called Always Healthy, and then a large grocery store, Whole Foods. And then we also got a wonderful donation from our school's preferred foods, the meal provider to all the students for hot lunch. So the combined efforts of those three groups brought 1,300 apples to our kids, because we have that's how many students we have in our district. So I filled up my swag van. There's a lot of apples, and my car smelled very, very delicious.
You said swag van?
Swagger. You know, I've got a minivan, and I don't like to call it that. I call it my swagger van.
I like the name.
You gotta.
All right.
You gotta have an
edge.
That's right. Because we groove, it's a pretty darn cool van. So I filled up my van and I dropped off apples at all the three schools, and then I spent the three lunch periods in my two children's middle school, which is second, third, and fourth grade, and I spent the three lunch periods with all of the kids. I greeted them when they came in. All the cold lunchers picked up some apples, and the hot lunchers, they had another line, and they picked up their apples, and everyone had, just wide eyes, and what's going on, and why are all these apples here? And so they came in, I told them, today is the big apple crunch, and we're celebrating Food Day, and we are joining New York City in trying to break the world record for the largest, loudest, simultaneous apple crunch. And they just went, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing ever. Are we going to get in the world record book? And, the excitement.
Hysteria, everything.
They just thought they ate it up. And it's true. New York did go, and I haven't heard, but they were going for a record. So so we did it, and, the kids got everything and started eating, and we did the crunch towards the end of the lunch period so that they could eat as much of their food as they could. And what was great is I had a number of kids every lunch period that came up to me and said, where did you get these apples? These apples are so good. What kind of apple is this? And I had a couple that didn't want apples, but then as you know, I walked around and talked to everybody and introduced myself. They came up to me and they go, you know, can I have an apple too? So I didn't have one child not participate. And, you know, we talked about real food. We talked about, you know, eating healthy, you know, not too long. But the best
right.
part of what I did was I brought my phone that I had downloaded an album. It's called the 20 Songs for a Healthier America. And I played it during the lunch hour. And they just loved it. I mean, it really brought the cool factor to eating real and eating healthy. And I mean, that was really the icing on the cake because it was a really great time. And the kids loved it. And they ate all their apples. And they were even allowed to take their apples out of the lunchroom and finish eating them in the classroom, which was a really nice little treat.
Oh, man, I know they were, like, chanting, like, Lindsay. I know they were like, wow.
When are you coming back? It was great.
Yes. Wow. Now, I mean, now the different songs were, like, current music or the different artists. I saw that Jack Johnson, he did a couple of concerts.
Yeah.
There are different, you know, musicians.
Different musicians. There was 20 songs. So one of them, I don't know if you recognize any of these people, but Jordan Sparks, Dougie Fresh, Ryan Beatty, Artie Green.
Yes.
Like Dr. Oz was even involved. And then we had, Chauncey Hawkins, Monifa, J. Rome, DMC. It's just, I mean,
wow.
Really hip, current people. The Little Band, Artie Green. Gosh, I'm going down the list here. You know, some of them I've heard of, some of them I haven't, but, you know, the kids just, you could see their heads just bopping, you know? And so I encourage them, hey, tell your parents about it, download it, and start jamming in your kitchen when you're going to cook together, because that's what we do. And,
Now, where can they find the CD? Like, I'd like to get a, you know, where can you find the CD?
Yeah,
it's
totally free, and if you go to ahealthieramerica.org, /songs/, you can find it right there. Or just, I simply Googled Songs for a Healthier America, and it will come right up for you.
Okay. Yeah, that Google will just gives you, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, that Google.
Now, how did Food Day start? I know this has been many years it's been going on, but how did the Food Day start? I mean, now this year I saw they had 4,500 events around the country. And who started this awesome, you know, this good event?
It's amazing. I mean, they really, the Center for Science in the Public Interest is the organization that started it. And it's essentially a national coordination of Food Day, of celebrating local food, you know, what's in your food, how we're going to be, you know, hoping to end food ignorance, and really just centering around Do You Eat Real? And the website, which is just foodday.org, has an unbelievable amount of resources, recipes, books, information, research information. It's just, it's really phenomenal. And what I really like about them is that they don't accept any funding from the businesses, the government. They don't accept advertising. They're truly in it, and not, being influenced, you know, by some other places that can contain things. So I'm so impressed with everything that is being done. And they have also published an award-winning book called Nutrition Action Health Letter. It's like a newsletter. And I'm just so honored to be a part of it. For anybody who doesn't know,
Lindsay Shipley is an ambassador for the Jamie Oliver Food Revolution. So I just want everybody to know she's an ambassador.
Yes. I became an ambassador last November. So I'm coming up on my year anniversary.
1 year.
And it's
now I heard
1 year.
A couple of events. You did a couple of events there in Chicago, right? Just recently.
Yeah, we, last May, on the 17th, was our big Food Revolution Day, and then we have another one coming up on May 16th, which we're gearing up for. We're starting to talk already about what we were wanting to do, and what I put together last year was a just a community picnic where in the beginning I thought, well, at the very least, we just come together and we bring real food, we pack picnics, and we talk about real food. And I recruited another ambassador who's with me now. Her name is Brianna Cardone, and she ended up came on about a couple weeks prior to the day. So she brought, she did a food demo. She's a chef and restaurant owner here in Mundelein. So she participated and brought, you know, her expertise in, and then we ended up getting, we got the fire department to come, and my friend who has a production company, he did music for me. The health food store that I mentioned who donated apples, she was there. She's a certified nutritionist, you know, talking about products and things. So it just, it ended up being a really great picnic that other vendors were at. We got a huge produce donation from Whole Foods, and who knows what we're going to be doing coming up here. And
wow.
The last thing I've done is I had a little seminar on Tuesday at this health food store, and I named it The Evolution of a Food Revolution. And it was all about my...
Nice wording.
Yeah, right?
Nice wording,
yeah. Good little ring to it.
Yeah, nice wording. All right.
And it was simply about the evolution that I've gone through with my food change that I initiated with my family, which I did about a month prior to becoming an ambassador. I changed the food in my family because my daughter was really struggling in school for over a year with ADHD symptoms and attention issues and social issues. And before I went the route of, you know, pharmaceuticals, I decided, well, what do I have to lose? And changed our food. And within 3 weeks, she was completely different. And the feedback from the teacher was, you know, just jaw-dropping. And then I knew I was in it forever. And I came across the Food Revolution, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution online, and his efforts to fundraise to help change our to change food. And bring it back to that real awareness of what's in our food, where our food is coming from, and getting back into our kitchens, cooking from scratch again when we can. And then the heart of it, though, which is what I've really started to get more into, is the food education, because it starts in the schools. And we've really, I mean, almost eliminated food education from a lot of our curriculum, depending on where you live.
So, for school lunches and everything, for when you're eating school, and everything. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't have anybody eat school food anymore. Which, you know, and not everybody's dealing with ADHD, and so, you know, that's my niche. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, just becoming more aware of, you know, how we're feeding our kids, and
right.
You know the lower-income kids, you know, that are in our free and reduced lunch programs, you know, we want them to have access to the very best clean food. And and I'm working to help make sure that everybody in school, whether they're getting their lunch program or not, is getting really good food. It's the best quality that we can afford within our budget constraints.
Well, I mean, Illinois is really lucky to have Lindsay and the Mollies. I got that right. As far as being an ambassador for the Jamie Oliver Revolution and for the Food Day. So they're very lucky to have you guys there. I mean, helping eat right in schools and adult, you know?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Another ambassador that's come on board, her name is Christina Erickson. She's a high school foods teacher in very, very large, prominent high school, which is Stevenson High School. And they participated in Food Day, too. And they went into the preschool that's in the high school, and they did all kinds of hands-on high school students teaching the preschool students, you know, how to cook, and then in their actual cafeteria, their food provider, Sodexo, got local food, and they did a huge stir fry, and so they celebrated, and so I just feel like, you know, this team of people, and then there's a Chicago ambassador who you've met, Sarvin, she gathered apples, and she donated them to the Heartland Academy, if I got that right. So it's really neat. We're sort of gathering this little team and doing whatever we can and starting small and branching out, and it's truly becoming that waterfall that I envisioned happening so many months ago.
Wow. Wow. Well, you have to come back on our show for our segment and to update us on what's going on there in Illinois, on more projects, more exciting things for youth, for adults. You got to come back on Flavor Living Radio, Lindsay.
Hey, baby, anytime.
You know, to come back here. So I want to thank you for being on our show for Food Day, and that was awesome with the apples, you know?
Oh, it was. I loved it. And thank you so much for having me. I'll come on your show anytime, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and you have a good day. And you got to tell me if you broke that record.
Oh, I know. I got to check it out. I guess I have to Google it. Did New York, did the record break?
Yes. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Now. All right,
Brian. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You know, you too. Bye-bye. I want to thank everybody for coming out and listening to Flavor Living Radio here on Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And please subscribe to our radio show on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher. And again, drive well and eat good. And have a good day.
Restaurants and recipes with the best.